Twitter and blue check marks. Back in the news. Fighting to become a new publicly traded company must be pretty cool. We'll have that story for you. OPEC is messing around with oil production and what that means for you. Say, what do you do if you're about to announce massive corporate layoffs? How about close your headquarters? Firearms and background checks made the news today. We'll tell you that story. Some new manufacturing data out. We'll share that as well. We've got the Wall Street Report, and we're going to talk about the top job market cities in the U.S. And this may surprise you. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent, FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Yes, we are now in the second quarter, and we'll take a look at the opening trades on Wall Street in just a bit. Want to follow us on Twitter? We have a Twitter story, by the way, first up. You can do that at @IOB_NewsHour. Well, this is odd, but then again, odd stuff at Twitter seems to be the norm. Now, if you were with us last week, you know that Elon Musk was demanding that news organizations and their reporters cough up cash for that little blue check mark next to their name to show others that they are verified. You know, like real. Now, if they didn't pay, Musk said he would yank their blue check mark, which would mean nobody knows who is real or who is not real. As weekend came and went, and from all CNN can tell, the only news organization to get its blue checkmark pulled was the New York Times, and that paper is often sparred with Musk over several issues. Musk then lashed out at the Times, just the latest instance of the billionaire slamming journalists or media outlets. In a series of tweets, he claimed that the outlet's coverage is boring and it is, quote, propaganda, end quote. The weekend moves are just the latest example of Twitter creating confusion and whiplash for users over feature changes. And in this case, not just any users, but many of the most high-profile accounts that have long been a key selling point for the platform. It also highlights how Musk often appears to guide decisions about the platform more by whims than by policy. What happens next is anybody's guess. Fighting must be some cool entertainment. Word is that the World Wrestling Entertainment, or WWE, is going to merge with rival UFC to form a new publicly traded company. CNN is reporting that the deal values the newly combined company at over $21 billion. UFC is worth $12.1 billion, and WWE is valued at $9.3 billion. UFC shareholders will own 51% of the newly combined company, while WWE shareholders are getting 49%. Vince McMahon, name sound familiar? Well, Vince is going to retain his current WWE title of executive chairman at the new company, which, by the way, does not yet have a name. He said in a statement that the new company, quote, will be well-positioned to maximize the value of our combined media rights, end quote. He also said the new company would expand by pursuing other mergers and acquisitions to further bolster their strong stable of brands. Over the weekend, the group known as OPEC made headlines when it announced it would cut oil production by 1.6 million barrels a day. That sent crude prices skyrocketing, and while that might be good for investors, what about gas prices? The production cuts announcement had an immediate impact on gasoline futures, which will be passed on to U.S. drivers much more quickly than the spike in oil prices. On the news, wholesale gas prices did climb by 8 cents a gallon. None of this is good for U.S. consumers, as we head into the busy driving months of spring and summer. And this could, once again, impact the inflation numbers. Oh, and to those who tell you the price of oil has nothing to do with the price of the pump? Yeah, right. Well, it is a novel approach to firing or laying off corporate workers. And if you want to do so in the most non-personal way imaginable, why not just close your corporate headquarters and have those staff members work from home? That is, until the note comes that you've been McFired. McDonald's closed its Chicago corporate headquarters ahead of announced layoffs this week. It's clearly a method to keep workers not only guessing, but also not allowing them to vent after the announcement. For its part, McDonald's is saying that, quote, "We want to ensure the comfort and confidentiality of our people during the notification period," end quote. The company reportedly told employees who can't access computers during this time to give their personal contact information to their managers. McDonald's has 150,000 employees in its company-owned locations and offices globally, with 70% of those positions outside of the United States, all of that according to the Wall Street Journal. So why is McDonald's cutting staff during a time when consumers are still willing to spend and the economy is sort of rolling? Well, the company wants to expand, and it feels it can save money and expand its reach at the same time. Wall Street closed mixed today, with West Texas Intermediate crude jumping by nearly $5 a barrel. Those numbers are coming at you in just a bit. We've seen a sudden surge in firearm background checks. Data from the FBI's National Instant Criminal Background Check System indicates that background checks were up 19% from the level in February and about 17% from the level in January. Texas had the most handgun permit background checks during the month, followed by Pennsylvania and California. Firearm background checks peaked in 2020 before falling in 2021 and 2022. Now, they're back to gaining. Elsewhere in the firearms sector, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a measure to allow residents in that state to carry guns without a state permit. Florida is the 26th state to allow residents to carry concealed weapons without a permit. Meanwhile, in North Carolina, gun shop owners have reported a spike in business following the decision of legislators there to scrap the permit requirement to buy pistols in that state. Just some more stuff you should know about. Meanwhile, the manufacturing sector continues to have trouble reaching pre-pandemic numbers. News out this week tells us that manufacturing in the U.S. fell for the fifth month in a row. MarketWatch is reporting that the Institute for Supply Management's manufacturing survey dropped to 46.3% from 47.7% in the prior month. That is the lowest level since May of 2020, when the pandemic slowed down much of the U.S. economy. Manufacturers have battled supply shortages, high inflation, and rising interest rates over the past year. And while the shortages are clearing up and inflation is slowing, interest rates are still rising, boosting the odds of recession both in the U.S. and abroad. So what does all this mean? Well, the near-term outlook for manufacturers is still cloudy. More companies are tackling the problem with hiring freezes or even having layoffs. Wall Street closed mixed today, with the Dow gaining 327 points to close at 33,601, while the Nasdaq lost 32 points to fall to 12,189, with Tesla leading the tech stocks lower. S&P 500 picked up 15 points to close at 4124. Like we said, oil drove the markets, and West Texas Intermediate crude gained $4.78 on the day to settle way up at $80.45 a barrel. And finally, there is this. And this has to do with the top job opportunity cities in the nation. And leading off the list is the city I was just in this past January. The Wall Street Journal released its annual rankings of the top job markets in the U.S., and get this, Nashville, Tennessee won the top spot. Austin, Texas, and Jacksonville, Florida followed. The rankings are based on five different factors: the 2022 wages, active workforces, unemployment rates, employment level changes, and the size of the labor force. Although the cost of living is lower in Nashville than in other major cities, an influx of workers is starting to inflate housing costs there. The other cities ranking among the nation's top 10 job markets are Dallas, Raleigh, North Carolina, Atlanta, Orlando, that would be in Florida, Charlotte, North Carolina, Salt Lake City, Utah, Miami, and that is a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.